With your latest news, I'm Kersley Fuller. Supplemental appropriations to government's budget for the years 2018 and 19 are approved by lawmakers as Legislative Assembly wraps up on Friday. Finance Minister the Honorable Roy McTaggart tabled the report.
The committee started its meetings on Wednesday the 29th of July 2020, and its last meeting was held this afternoon. This afternoon's meeting was not publicly broadcast simply because the meeting merely involved the committee's review of its report and minutes that were prepared by the clerk of the Legislative Assembly.
The committee approved all of the items for 2018 without amendment to the schedule, although there were amendments to the schedule for the 2019 bill. In an effort to provide continued assistance to Caymanian students overseas, the Cayman Islands Government Office UK has launched a digital welcome pack. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego with more.
The digital welcome pack has been created for Caymanians and Cayman residents arriving in the UK, either for the first time or returning to work, school, or university in the days and weeks ahead. The campaign includes messages from the Cayman Islands government representative to the UK and Europe, Mr. Andre Ebanks, and deputy and assistant representatives. CIGO UK has partnered with the affiliate network Cayman Connection UK to share information and include students and other Caymanians overseas in the discussion about what Caymanians may need when they move to the UK during these uncertain times. Messages of welcome will be also shared from Caymanians who remained in the UK during COVID-19 lockdown and the summer. Cayman Islands government representative to the UK and Europe, Andre Ebanks, notes they're aiming the welcome pack to those coming over on upcoming air bridges, but the information will form part of an ongoing support network for Caymanians overseas, even in Europe and Asia, to enhance even further a true sense of a Cayman community, a virtual home away from home, ensuring our diaspora know how to find us should they need us, and importantly, contact them with up-to-date information in these uneasy times when conditions and rules may shift unexpectedly. The welcome pack is launched on social media channels through CIGO UK and CC UK, and information can be found on CIGOUK.KY. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
And in other news, Savannah Primary School Infant Choir singing To Be Free, the song that gets them the Gold Award for this year's National Children's Festival of the Arts. Primary and high school age students across Cayman didn't allow the COVID-19 pandemic to steal their shine as they took part in a virtual showcase of their talent. You can view all 2020 award winners in the showcase on CIGTV's YouTube page. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Kersley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. In its latest figures for the number of coronavirus deaths, Iran says that just over 17,400 people have died. But this is far below the number revealed by a BBC Persian Service investigation. Leaked government documents show that there have been almost 42,000 deaths of patients with COVID-19 symptoms, nearly 2.5 times more than the official figures suggest. The French pharmaceutical company Sanofi is being investigated for manslaughter in connection with the death of 4 babies whose mothers had taken one of its medicines while pregnant. Studies suggest that babies born to women given the drug, which is used to control epilepsy, have a higher risk of deformities. Sanofi has denied wrongdoing. Facebook has said it has permanently banned the controversial French comedian Dieudonné Mbala from its platform and from Instagram for publishing content it said mocked Holocaust victims. Facebook said some of his posts used dehumanising terms against Jews. The Northern Irish Catholic politician John Hume has died at the age of 83. In 1998, Mr. Hume received the Nobel Peace Prize, along with the main Protestant Unionist leader of the time, David Trimble, for his efforts in forging the Good Friday Peace Agreement in Northern Ireland. Nearly 30 people have been killed in a gun battle in Afghanistan between security forces and Islamic State militants. Many of them are civilians. BBC News.